In a time when the world sends out the sounds of noise and confusion, there is one place where the harmony of the songs of salvation, peace, and grace ring forth. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Christians in America have a great heritage of hymns from both Great Britain and the United States. On today's program, From the Fortress of Faith, we'll hear the story of an American gospel song which has had wide use in evangelistic services for more than 80 years, Lord, I'm Coming Home. Among the many well-known gospel songs by the author of today's featured hymn story is the song Redeemed, inspired by the words of the blind poetess, Fanny Crosby.
That's William Kirkpatrick. He's at his desk in what his wife calls the professor's study.
William?
That's his wife.
It's getting late, William.
Oh? Why, yes, so it is. But there's a song that's running through my mind.
And when, isn't there?
You're right. But I do want to get this down on paper before I go to bed.
All right, dear. But don't stay up too late. Remember what the doctor said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, I'll be along directly.
Good night, mm-hmm. William. Mm-hmm.
Good night, dear.
There was music in William Kirkpatrick. You might say it was born into him. when he came into the world on the Emerald Isle in 1838. Music was a part of him when he migrated to America. And when, as a Pennsylvania volunteer, he led a fife band during the Civil War. And when, as a devout Christian, he devoted his energies to leading church choirs, playing church organs, and writing church songs.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
That song was inspired by the words of Priscilla Owen. And from his pen came the music for a poem by Louisa Steed.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
William Kirkpatrick wrote the music and the words for
The Paths of Sin, too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home.
An incident in 1902 provided the stimulus. Kirkpatrick was in charge of the music for a camp meeting in rural Pennsylvania. He sensed that his song leader had a problem, and he expressed himself to the evangelist.
I wonder about that young man, brother. He's a good song leader, nice singing voice, but, well, he just doesn't seem to be sincere.
But he grew up in a religious home. A Christian home.
Yes, and he may think he's all right. But it's easy to be deceived. I just don't believe the young man knows Jesus Christ as his personal Savior.
Well, we must speak to him. Perhaps
well,
in
wait
the message.
A minute. I've an idea.
That idea was to write a song for the young man. A song he could sing in the evening service. But a song that would be especially meaningful to him. One that would touch his heart and reveal to him his lost condition. The service began. The young man stood up to sing. The song had not been given to him in time to permit rehearsal, but the melody was simple and he had no difficulty with it. But the words touched his heart as he sang them for the first time.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming.
One by one, people in the congregation walked to the front and knelt at the altar. Tears came to the singer's eyes. He faltered and stopped, then hurried to join the others at the altar. Yes, you might say music was born into William Kirkpatrick when he came into the world on the Emerald Isle in 1838. And it poured forth from him in Christian song throughout his life. Music was still in his heart that night in Philadelphia in 1921. He was 83 years old.
William, you must come to bed, dear. William, it's after midnight. That song can wait until tomorrow. You'll make your deadline all right. William? William, dear? Oh. Oh, Lord. My William is home now. Home with thee, and home with all those who sang his songs and knew his Savior.
Yes, William Kirkpatrick went to be with the Lord with music in his heart. And that song he wrote to touch the heart of one man, his young song leader, has put joy in the hearts of tens of thousands of other penitents gathered at the altar.
Today's story was adapted for radio by Joyce Parks. Listen again next week for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.